Stations, here's your suggested lead. Immigration reform seems to have stalled, but has it? And if so, can it be revived? Sarah Stensrud is from Minneapolis and spoke with reporter Christopher Michael in 3, 2, 1. Can immigration reform be revived?
7 out of 10 Americans support immigration reform. And so I believe that with leadership from Congress, that we really can have some movement even in this year.
So what would you like to see in an immigration bill?
Any bill needs to be comprehensive and hit three key areas. It needs to provide a legal status for the 11 million individuals who are here without legal status. It needs to provide viable pathways for our employers to fill its workplace shortages. And it also needs to look to the future, to look at how can we boost our economy and continue to support the workflow shortages that we currently face.
Right now, in particular, looking at the workforce, we have an awful lot of people who just can't seem to break through the barriers that are put up by our current law.
That's right. I work with employers daily who expend an enormous amount of time, energy, and effort to legally support their workflow needs. And we have a system where even professionals, it's uncertain whether or not they can work in this country. It's a lottery system. And for employers who need to have certainty in terms of what their workflow will look like, the system just isn't supporting what we need.
And then we see damage to families, of course.
Right. And it's heartbreaking to see what is happening to families who are separated for years at a time without any sort of way to reunite. And that's, I'm a mother of three small kids, and it's heartbreaking to see a system that just doesn't provide compassionate, fair laws for families to come together.
Sarah Stensrud, this is Christopher Michael reporting.